All right. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for who you are, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us in all of our lives, Lord God, that you are with us, Lord God, through the good times, Lord God, through the trials and tribulations, Lord God. You walk with us, Lord God, and we just thank you, Father. As I come before your people, Jesus, to bring the word that you have given me, Lord God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you speak through me. Use me, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in your name, Jesus. Amen. All right. I've titled my sermon, Run the Good Race. And it will be, I'll be reading in Hebrew 12, 1 through 3. Short verses, but powerful verses. Before I read the verses, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit. We're going to talk about running the race, running a marathon. Now, when you get ready to run a race, to run a marathon, you have to be prepared. You have to get ready. You can't just go out there and run. There are things that you have to do to prepare yourself. There are things that you'll need that are essential. You need the right gear. You need the right training, and you need support to get across that finish line. Now, a marathon race is not about how fast you go. It is not how quickly you finish it, but it's about finishing it. Now, if you've ever watched a marathon, people are cheering for the very first person and the very last person. They're cheering them all the way through. One of my coworkers just recently did a marathon at Disney World. And she talked about the experience of how she had to train and how she had to really get herself prepared and ready. And she was already a runner. She was already used to running, but she had to make sure that she had everything kind of centered and ready and her mind focused on this marathon. She talked about how there were times when she was getting close to the finish line and her body wanted to stop and her mind, and they call this in the marathon, they hit a wall. And she felt like she was getting ready to hit this wall. But there was a person on the sideline that was saying, "You can do it. You can do it." And as she was starting to slow down and she kind of started to walk, the woman ran up to her and handed her a bottle of water. She's like, "You can do it. You can do it. You're not that far." And she said, when she heard that woman, she thought, she said, "I started crying and said, I can't do it. I can't do it." And then there was another person that said, "You've got this. You've got this. Keep going." She finished that marathon. She wasn't the first, she wasn't the last, but she did finish it. And she said it was because she had prepared herself. She knew that she was hitting that wall. She knew that she had to keep going, but it was the people that kept telling her, "You've got this. You can do it. You can make the rest." That support helped her. It takes endurance, perseverance to overcome the hindrances that make you want to stop, stumble, or give up. But once you set your eyes on the finish line, you use the tools that you learned during your training to keep you going. Now, we're talking about a marathon right now, but we as Christians, we are running a marathon called life. We can use the same analogy for running a marathon as we walk out our Christian life with Christ. The first point that I want to talk to you about is hindrances. Hindrances that we come across, we will come across them. It's not if, it is when. Something's gonna come up that's gonna stop us, kind of make us kind of stumble. It's not gonna be a perfect walk. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulations, but take courage. I have overcome the world." I have overcome the world. He says, you will have tribulations, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Let's go to Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. Amen. So you will come across hindrances. The definition for hindrance: a thing that provides resistance, delay, obstruction to something or someone. In the Bible, hindrance is anything that obstructs, delays, impedes spiritual progression, faith, or God's purpose, often described as weight or a snare to be cast off, including sin, worldly distractions, ego. Even unhelpful religious practices can be a hindrance to a believer in the relationship with Christ. One of the Greek words that they use in this passage suggests of a cutting in or a weight or tumor representing an obstacle that breaks the flow of the spiritual movement, an unnecessary burden. So something that's going to stop us. So hindrances stop us. These are things that can keep us from finishing the race that God has put before us, or keep us from finishing strong, taking us down the wrong path. These are things that can stop us. These things can be called sin, doing what we want no matter the cost, not following what God has called us to do. There are examples in the Bible of people doing what they wanted and not what God wanted. The Israelites. They wandered the wilderness for 40 years when it should have only taken them a couple of days. But they wandered and wandered because they kept doing what they wanted. They were disobedient. Lot's wife, she was told not to turn and look back. She looked back. She turned into a pillar of salt. Ananias and his wife, they lied about how much money they got for selling the property. Sin. Tribulations, worldly distractions can make us stumble, keep us from moving forward. We will need perseverance. Point two. Perseverance. Perseverance is an act of not giving up. An act of not giving up. When I talked about my friend who ran the marathon, she wanted to give up. But she didn't give up. She used her perseverance. Even when things are difficult, slow, or frustrating, you can't give up. It is the determination to keep trying and pushing towards an achieved goal despite obstacles, despite setbacks, or even failure. In the Bible, perseverance is a steadfast endurance, patience, persistence of faith in God. Now that's the biggest key, is our faith in God. While facing trials and suffering and temptation, our faith in God can help us keep moving forward, kept trusting and keep going. It involves maintaining hope, continuing to follow God despite the difficulty, resulting in spiritual maturity, the promise of eternal life. To persevere, it will be helpful for us to worship, to pray, to read our Bible, Not when you want to. Not when you want to, but all the time. I had a pastor that would always say, "When is a good time to worship? When is a good time to read your Bible?" And he would say, "All the time. When you don't want to and when you want to." There are times when you're not gonna wanna pray. There are times when you're not gonna wanna read your Bible. There are times when you're not gonna want to worship. And those are exactly the times when you're gonna need to press in because you need that perseverance to keep moving forward. So when you feel like you wanna slow down, when you feel like you don't wanna pick up your Bible, when you feel like you don't want to worship, you don't want to listen to that song. You don't want to sing right now. I've got so much going on. I don't have the time. That's when you have to dive in. That's when you have to push forward. You have to keep going. The other thing is you need to surround yourself with other believers who will encourage you, support you, to keep you moving forward. As my coworker spoke, she said there were two women that were at that sideline that kept saying, "Keep going, you've got this. Keep going, you've got this." Surround yourself with people that are going to encourage you to keep the path that God has for you, to keep you on the path, to keep going the right way, because there's a job that God has for you. Keep going. Remember the people that are surround that you're surrounded, that can keep encouraging you. But ultimately, there is one person that you should stay focused on. That one person is Jesus. Jesus is that one person. Now, it's great to do all the things that I talked about. It is great to make sure that you read your Bible, that you're praying, that you're worshiping. Those are important. You have to do it. But you have to have your focus on Jesus while you're doing those things so that it can move you in the direction that he has for you, so that you stay on the path, so that you don't get distracted and go the wrong direction, but you stay the path, stay the course that he has for you. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of faith. He is the only person that has lived a perfect life. He was obedient to death, you guys. Obedient to death. And I know that when I first became a Christian, I thought that it was easy for him, that that's it was his job. He knew he was supposed to do it, and he just did it. But as I grew in my faith and I really started to read the scriptures, it wasn't something that he really wanted to do. He didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want to take on all the sins. He knew what that was going to feel like. He did it. And it says in Matthew 3, in Matthew, he says, "Then Jesus came to a place called Gethsemane and told his disciples, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' And he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him, and he began to be grieved and distressed. And then he said to them, 'My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch.' And he went a little beyond them, and he fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, 'My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.'" Jesus said, "Father, not my will, but Father, your will." He pressed on. He kept moving because he knew he had to do the will of his Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you get tired and you're feeling like you don't want to keep moving, when you're feeling like you just want to stop, remember those words that Jesus cried out, "Father, not my will, but your will." Remember those words, "Father, not my will, but your will." And dive deep, persevere, keep moving. Not my will, but your will. Jesus knew that he needed to be our sacrificial lamb so that we would have access to the Father. Without him, we would not have access to the Father. You cannot get to the Father unless you come to Jesus first. John 14:6 reads, Jesus answers, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus did what he needed to do so that we would have access to the Father. And with that access, it gives us a chance to continue that race. John 6, 35. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. As we live this life, you guys, as we live this life, this race, this marathon, we need Jesus to get through it. He is the person that can show us the way. He is the person that can help us through it. We need Jesus. The big ideal. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Jesus. Jesus is the name that we need to remember. Jesus is the name that we need to call on. Jesus is the name that we need to remember when we're struggling, when those trials happen, when we stumble, when we fall, when we are tired and we're just like, I don't know if I can make it. Jesus is who we need to turn to. We need to remember to stay in our word. We need to remember to read our Bible, pray, surround ourselves with people that are believers, that believe in Jesus. Go to church. All those things are great, but you need to connect with Jesus. You need to connect with Jesus. Jesus is our help to get through this race called life. The path that God has set before us, we can only finish it with the help of Jesus. We can only get through it with the help of Jesus. Without Jesus, it's impossible to do it. We need Jesus. Will you let Jesus help you finish this race strong? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Father, we thank you so much for who you are and what you do for us, Lord God. Father, this race that we are living, this race that this life that we're living, Lord God, we need you. We need you to finish it. We need you to help us walk through it, Lord God, to do the things that you've called us to do. Father, help us to see what it is that we need help in. Help us to see the things that we struggle the most with, Lord God. Reveal to us, Lord God, the areas that we need to strengthen, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to finish this race strong. We thank you and we praise you in your name, Jesus. Amen.